When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back with your Roadshow Friday. It's Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. We're live here at the Ameristar Council Bluffs Casino. And get up here and your chance at $2,000 in Penn cash with your friends here at Ameristar. Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel, Connor Clark. Will check in with Bill Dolman and Clausburn for our Friday forecast. We're taking care of you up to tip off Nebraska and Texas A&M. A man who's been part of the dance for a lot of years, longtime assistant with Danny Nee, Hall of Fame coach with Lincoln Southeast, to talk Nebraska A&M. Jeff Smith with us. Coach Smith, thanks for taking and making some time. Big night for the Big Red. How are you?
Coach, do we have you?
Yes.
There we go. Oh, you probably can't hear them. Now go ahead, yeah. Schmitty.
Okay, that was a hell of a lead-in. Coach, it was wonderful, I promise.
I believe you.
Jeff Smith is with us. Coach, let's talk about history tonight. How are you feeling, first and foremost, going in? What do you think of this showdown?
Well, I almost feel bad for our teams now that go to the tournament because there's so much pressure on their shoulders, and Sam Hoiberg even mentioned it, said it wasn't going to be a factor, but you can't help but hear the noise of this, how important these opportunities are, and so that kind of makes everybody a little nervous. I'm relying on Fred, though, and the staff. I they've got tournament experience. Fred's played in every level and in every kind of tournament. I think Fred's going to give them a really good perspective of how to approach this game, and prepare them the right way. And so I'm relying on them. And, I just really look for these first 4 minutes to be a feeling out period and rely on our defense. I mean, rely on your transition defense early, rely on your help and trap situations and make rebounding a war, because those things you can control a little bit.
It's Coach Jeff Smith with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Coach, talk about that pressure that is on Nebraska tonight. You've been there, you've been on the sideline, you've been on the bench. What does that pressure feel like to actually be there and be in the moment?
Yeah, we went 4 years in a row, and each year that pressure kind of got worse because the expectations went up. And probably our best chance was the first year we went, but we didn't know it at the time. We were a little bit naive and hadn't been there. My thing is, you play hard, you play with enthusiasm, and try not to overthink the game. Go in and do what you do. I don't think Nebraska, especially offensively, if they can play to their averages, if they can get their 77, if they can be around their 11 turnovers a game and kind of stay around their numbers. Just nobody has to go out and score, 40. It'd be great if they would, but, they don't have to do that, the balance we have. And I think that takes away some, but yes, you can feel that pressure when you walk on the floor and the lights are on and, it's a little different atmosphere, even than the Big Ten tournament. It's going to be a little different atmosphere because it's one and done time now, and that you're playing for the state and your school and your family and that you can't help but have a little pressure. But like I said, I think Fred's going to help them deal with this pressure leading up to the game, and then hopefully a couple good plays happen in that first 4 minutes, get some early stops, gain some confidence, and then settle in.
Coach, how does Nebraska stop a guy like Wade Taylor, and what defensive matchup would you like to see from Nebraska here tonight?
Yeah, I think you throw some different guys at him, but I think Bryce Williams early with his length and really just really work to keep – I'd make him make a couple over a hand in the scouting report and really work to keep him out of the paint. Be help ready. If they kick out for threes, I think you live with some of those early unless they just happen to have a great shooting night, because that's not their strength. Their strength is getting to the rim. And so I think I like a bigger guy on him early just to use his length. And then everybody help ready and keep him, you know, keep him as much out of the paint as you can, make him shoot over you. He's good, though. I mean, he's got a great first step. He's a very confident player. He's their guy. And his game is getting into the paint.
Jeff Smith with us, longtime Nebraska assistant Hall of Fame coach with Southeast Hail Varsity Radio, previewing Nebraska and Texas A&M. Dancing time for the Big Red, been a long 10 years in between. And you mentioned guard play for A&M. Coach, speak to what you've seen so far in the tournament from an officiating standpoint, and speak to what needs to happen tonight. And I ask that just because of the different styles, and you know how physical the Big Ten has been, and I think it can really prepare Nebraska and other Big Ten teams well. It has done so this tournament, but you can't get whistled to death, I guess, is what I'm asking. Are you worried about that tonight?
A little bit. I went up to Omaha yesterday and watched some very physical games, but each crew's different. I mean, each game was a little different. I think that's something that good players do and good staffs do. That first time out conversation might be, hey, we've gotten away with hand checks already, so you know, don't be afraid to let's test it out a little bit and be a little more physical on their cuts. And if they've whistled a couple early, it's probably like you got to move your feet a little bit more and hands off quicker. And, you know, you got to adjust quick. But I saw a lot of physicality yesterday. I thought, you know, Illinois was very physical. That game was a very physical game. And by the way, watching Illinois live actually gives me confidence. If we can play with them, you know, like we did at their place, and, you know, for the first half of that tournament, they are extremely talented and physical and athletic. And if they really play, they could go a long ways in this tournament. But I got off track a little bit there, but it gave me some confidence on Nebraska's ability to play with anybody.
Coach, if this is a physical game tonight, if the refs let them play, what does that mean for Texas A&M's offensive rebounding? Obviously, I think Nebraska, being a Big Ten school, wants it to be a little bit more physical. That's their brand of defense. But what does that mean for Texas A&M with how much they like to get out and get on the offensive glass?
If it's a physical game, I want to put the ball inside a little bit. I maybe want to post their guards a couple times. I want Rick Mass to post up. I want Josiah and Juwan to post up some and go inside and get up around the rim and handle that physicality inside. And then, you know, if it's a physical game, let's beat on them when we're boxing out. I mean, let's really go. I don't care if you get a couple fouls. I don't care if you knock a guy down. You go put a body on them and send a message early that this is not going to be an easy route to get to the rim. And really, a lot of it's the one guy, that Anderson Garcia. And I think Josiah is a really good matchup for him as far as physicality standpoint. I think Josiah is stronger. He's a finesse kind of rebounder. He's very quick to the ball. It looks like he reads the shot very well. But if you put a really good body on him, whoever's guarding him or Rink or Juwan sometimes, it's got to be an absolute physical, get into their body and not let him jump. And like I said, if you take a couple fouls, you take a couple fouls, but you send the message that it's not going to be a normal rebounding night.
Coach, as we look at some averages for Nebraska, we know they got to win the glass, but from a points tonight and player specifically, is it going to be Bryce that is the calm and maybe a nervous moment for Nebraska? Is it Rink hitting some outside threes? Or is it the Kisei show that really ignites the 8,000 to 10,000 Husker fans down in Memphis? They're all keys, but what's the biggest key for you?
Yeah, I hope it's balanced like you're talking about. I think, you know, we have guys that all can contribute. You know, I hope getting CJ back coming off the bench can maybe hit a couple early ones too. But I think Kisei is a little more defense dependent. I think Kisei, it depends on how they choose to guard him. And he's seen a lot of different coverages. If they're going to absolutely take the three away from him, then I think it becomes Bryce maybe getting to the paint a little bit more. I think it's Rink getting open for threes more because Kisei's being guarded so hard. And I think, again, it'd be nice to play a little inside-out basketball. But then I think you have you know, Jamarcus has shot it pretty good lately. All those guys will get open based on Kese. So I think he's the key cog there, because it just depends on how they guard him. And I anticipate them trying to take him out of the game, which that just, and we've done pretty good without him scoring a lot at times. And I think that could happen tonight. And I think it's Bryce Williams number one, because he has the ball in his hands a little bit more. And then you got your bench players with Lawrence and Wilcher. And then you got Rink that can, you know, spot up and shoot it. And then I love it when Juwan goes, you know, shot fake and goes. He can have two or three threes, you know, looks. That's great. But I love him going to the basket and maybe getting to the free throw line.
Coach, I want to elaborate on Juwan Gary. We've talked about it all week. He's a guy who played in the SEC, who made the Sweet 16 with Alabama. What impact do you expect him to make against an SEC team, because he's seen that type of physicality and that style of play?
Yeah, and I think that's the word, physicality. I think it's something that he's used to. He's ready to. I think we can be a more physical team than them. If you watch some of their games, they're a little more of a finesse team. For an SEC team, I don't think they're the most physical SEC team in that league. And I think that we can be really physical on their cuts. I think defensively we can be physical with our box outs. And I think offensively, strong drives off of 2 feet, and that's what Juwan does really well. And then pound it in a little bit also. And just, you have that strong with the ball mentality, where we refuse to turn it over and get a you know, good look every time. And then maybe hurt them on the offensive glass, you know, put it back at them. Sometimes, you know, good offensive rebounding teams doesn't translate to defensive rebounding. And so let's have Juwan attack them on the glass with some physicality, and he can get 10 offensive rebounds on given nights.
Coach, before we get you out of here, I want to ask you personally, what is your confidence to nervousness ratio as it stands right now, about an hour out from tip?
55% confidence, 45% nervousness. How's that? I really, when I watched it, I thought this is a 50-50 game. But as I go watch Illinois, that actually gives me confidence that we can play with that kind of a physical, athletic, you know, a balanced team. So I'll say 55-45, and that's what I think our chances of winning are. We got a 55% chance in this game.
Coach, as a proud Husker assistant, what would a win mean to you and the crew?
I live with having 4 chances when I was an assistant there. I kind of live with that. I drew up to play against a Xavier zone when we were down 2. And went for a 3, and you know, I can see it right in front of our bench. We should have slipped Carl Hayes to the basket and got a dunk and went for a 2 instead of a 3, and this would have been a whole different program right now. So I can't tell you how much it would mean to all of us, and especially, you know, our old staff, our former players. I know a lot of them are down there. I heard your show before I came on. I wish I was down there, but it'd be a couple gin and tonics after that game. I know that.
Jeff Smith with us. Coach, we appreciate you much. Thanks for the time today.
You bet. Have fun, guys.